Hey 1PM, you're listening to the 5-minute summary of this episode. If you're at the right place, enjoy.
So in summary, there are four major pathways involved in antipsychotics. They're the mesolimbic, which is responsible for positive symptoms, mesocortical, which is responsible for negative symptoms, the tubular and fundibular pathway, which is involved in prolactin release, and the nigrostriatal, which is involved in the extrapyramidal side effects of antipsychotics. And in case of psychotic people, there is high dopamine in the mesolimbic pathway, and then in mesocortical pathway, conversely, they have very low dopamine. There are two different types of antipsychotics. There's typical and there's atypical antipsychotics, or first generation and second generation antipsychotics. So with typical antipsychotics, they work mainly just by blocking dopamine. In the mesolimbic pathway, this addresses the positive symptoms of psychosis, so the hallucinations and delusions. However, in the mesocortical pathway, this blocking of dopamine worsens negative symptoms. In the nigrostriatal pathway, this blocking of dopamine results in less inhibition of motor movements, and then downstream from that, the extrapyramidal symptoms and potentially neuroleptic malignant syndrome. And then the tubular and fundibular pathway, this blocking of dopamine results in less inhibition of prolactin. So you get prolactin increasing, galactorrhea, gynecomastia, and menstrual irregularities. In atypical antipsychotics, the main way it works is it strongly antagonizes serotonin receptors and then weakly antagonizes dopamine receptors. And this is different because typical antipsychotics, they didn't affect serotonin receptors. And in atypical antipsychotics, though they do block dopamine receptors, the affinity for dopamine receptors is much lower. So they bind strongly to serotonin receptors, bind loosely to dopamine receptors. They block serotonin in the mesocortical pathway. This results in less inhibition of dopamine. So you get higher dopamine. This treats the negative symptoms. So a big difference between first generation and second generation antipsychotics is that second generation antipsychotics treat negative symptoms as well as positive symptoms. All right, so compared to typical antipsychotics, because the dopamine only binds loosely with atypical antipsychotics, the effects on the tubular and fundibular and the nigrostriatal pathway are way less. And the main other difference between them and typical antipsychotics is because of their serotonergic effects, they can affect insulin and glucose metabolism, resulting in metabolic syndromes.
Thanks everyone for tuning in to our summary episode. Check out 1pm.wiki, and for all your first principles, keep it right here at 1pm.